Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for February 14 through March 4, 2011. Attempts to bridge the gap between the two main Palestinian rival parties continue as Israeli settlers and military step up attacks against Palestinian civilians. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Ramona M.
This week's anti-wall protests were organized in the villages of Bilin, Lin, and An Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra in the south. Three were injured and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In An Nabi Saleh, three protesters were injured when troops attacked the weekly protest. Villagers were joined by international and Israeli supporters in a march toward land confiscated by Israel for settlement construction. The Israeli army sealed off the village and stopped the protesters from reaching the land, and when protesters reached the soldiers stationed at the entrance, the soldiers fired tear gas directly at them. Hilmi Atamimi was hit in the leg with a tear gas canister. Mustafa Atamimi was hit in the leg with a rubber coat hooded steel bullet and moved to an injury, and Basim Atamimi was lightly injured when he fell as he was chased back to the village. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, and the protest ended with clashes between local youth and Israeli troops. In the nearby village of Bilin, international Israeli supporters joined the villagers after the midday prayers and marched up to the gate of the wall separating villagers from their land. Soldiers stationed in the gate attacked people with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Nilin, Israeli and international supporters also marched with villagers after midday prayers to the wall. A number of protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Al-Masra village in the southern West Bank, the weekly protest ended with no injuries as Israeli troops suppressed the nonviolent demonstration within an hour. Neither were there injuries in the central West Bank villages of Nilin and Bilin. For IMEMC.org, this is Ramona M.
International and Palestinian developments topped the news this week as calls for ending the Hamas-Fatah division have been reported. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama tells a Jewish congregation in Washington that Israel should show flexibility over peace with the Palestinians. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
A number of Hamas's leaders spoke to a large rally in Gaza City on a Friday, demanding an end to the Israeli siege of Gaza and the current division between Hamas and Fatah. The Hamas's demos in the city were organized by the ruling Hamas party ahead of several other previous or upcoming calls for unity among the Palestinian people. The call for ending division comes as Hamas had alienated itself from an Egyptian paper for conciliation that was drafted long ago, the latest regime change in nearby Egypt. Fatah sources in the West Bank downplayed the Hamas's calls for a change, demanding the Islamist party to take actions rather than voicing out wishes. This week, security personnel of the Hamas government dispersed a similar rally organized by a number of independent bodies in the coastal territory. Some rights groups condemned banning by Hamas of such protests. On the Palestinian-Israeli peace process track, President of the United States Barack Obama told a Jewish congregation in Washington that Israel should show some kind of a flexibility towards negotiations with the Palestinian Authority. U.S. had used a veto against a UN resolution that decries Israeli settlement activities on occupied Palestinian territories. Settlement activities are considered to be a stumbling block in the path of peace between Israel and the Palestinians, as the Palestinian Authority still refuses to go back to negotiations table unless Israel halts such illegal constructions. In another news, some Palestinian media outlets reported that a delegation of the Hamas party in Gaza headed for Damascus to discuss a possible prisoner swap deal with Israel, mediated by a German official. Prisoner swap has been deadlocked since Hamas captured an Israeli soldier in 2006. Hamas wants to see hundreds of Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli jails in exchange of soldier Gilad Shalit. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
During the week, two Palestinians were killed and nine wounded by Israeli military gunfire in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and settlers escalate their violence against Palestinian communities. The details and more with IMEMC's Sikara Parisia.
Saturday saw a continuation of clashes from the previous day in Silwan, a neighbourhood in East Jerusalem targeted for Israeli expansion, leaving many Palestinians injured. 20 residents were injured by rubber bullets, and 3 paramedics were also injured. Also on Saturday, a group of fundamentalist settlers from the Yitzhar settlement near the northern West Bank city of Nablus invaded Berin and torched a vehicle that belonged to a local resident. A Palestinian child was injured on Sunday after being run over by a vehicle driven by an Israeli settler in the district of Hebron, in the southern part of the West Bank. A group of armed Israeli settlers blocked on Monday morning a number of roads leading to the northern West Bank city of Nablus. They hurled stones at several vehicles while cursing and insulting the residents. Angered by the Israeli army for demolishing on Monday 4 homes at the Hivat Gilad settlement outpost near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli settlers carried out several attacks against Palestinians and vowed further attacks in coming days. Settlers started rioting after the army demolished 4 homes in the illegal outpost and announced that Palestinians will, quote, pay a high price for the evacuations. They said that they had already marked down several Palestinian targets and that they might also conduct attacks against mosques in the Nablus area. A group of armed Israeli settlers attacked on Tuesday at dawn several Palestinian neighbourhoods in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The settlers were led by extremist leader Barak Mirtzel in a provocative march around the old city in the area around the Ibrahimi Mosque. The settlers marched to protest the evacuation of some homes in the illegal outpost near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. During the protest, the settlers broke the windows of several parked Palestinian vehicles and hurled stones at a number of homes. An Israeli settler hit a Palestinian boy with his car in Hebron on Monday evening. The Palestinian Ministry of Detainee Affairs published a new report on Wednesday documenting the torture of children as young as 7 in Israeli prisons. Since the beginning of the year, Israeli soldiers have abducted 150 children, and all of them were interrogated during the course of their imprisonment. Many were subjected to harmful treatment such as hitting, psychological abuse, violence, and the threat of violence without a parent or adult representative present. Israeli soldiers abducted on Wednesday evening legislator Azam Salhab, 54 years old, from the southern West Bank city of Hebron, after stopping him at a military roadblock near Jericho City. The Research and Documentation Unit at the Jerusalem Center for Social and Economic Rights reported that Israeli soldiers and policemen have kidnapped more than 80 Palestinian children in occupied East Jerusalem since the beginning of this year. 40 of those children were from the neighborhood of Silwan. Kerba Tana, north of Nablus, has been demolished for the 6th time on Wednesday, after residents recently rebuilt it. Israeli soldiers kidnapped 4 children in Silwan on Thursday. Local sources reported that the children are only 13 to 15 years old. The Israeli army intends to prosecute them in a special military court under the pretext of hurling stones at Israeli soldiers. The Palestinian Ministry of Detainees reported Thursday that Israeli soldiers and undercover units of the Israeli army broke into the Eshil Be'er Sheva prison. A spokesperson said that this attack is one of the most violent attacks carried out against the detainees, and that the soldiers searched and ransacked 7 rooms, including the room of Yahya al-Sinwar, representative of Hamas detainees in all prisons, and a room where Islamic Jihad detainees are also held. The Alternative Information Center reports that Israel plans to sue the residents of Al-Araqib, a Bedouin village in the Negev desert, for the cost of demolishing their homes. Al-Araqib has been demolished 18 times in the past year by the Jewish National Fund and Israeli security forces. The Israeli Air Force conducted on Saturday at dawn a series of airstrikes targeting numerous areas in the Gaza Strip, leading to high levels of damage. No injuries were reported. Medical sources also reported Monday morning that one resident was injured after the Israeli army bombarded an area near the Gaza International Airport, east of Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Furthermore, the Israeli army killed a man who entered the 300-meter buffer zone in Gaza on Monday. Israeli soldiers invaded Tuesday morning the town of Al-Qarara, east of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. They then proceeded to uproot farmland. Israeli Navy boats opened fire on Wednesday at dawn at Palestinian fishing boats near the shore of Rafah, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Palestinian sources reported on Friday at dawn that the Israeli Air Force fired at least one missile at a Palestinian vehicle in An-Nusrat refugee camp in central Gaza, completely destroying it. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC.org, this is Sakari Pahizia.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and George Rishmawi.